I checked, they have 10 billion subscribers. I'm so shocked that Catch would even get up for this show, but he's here. Good morning, sir. Are you there, Catch?
I'm here.
Is the 10 billion thing true?
Is the 10 what?
I said when I introduced you, you've got 10 billion subscribers, so I'm shocked you're even up to do this.
Well, it's not that I have that many subscribers. It's just that many people share accounts.
Oh, God.
If we could ever figure out how to neutralize that, oh, my goodness, take over the world. Yes, it's been a crazy, yes, it's been something the last, really, like 10 weeks, and yesterday and the last week's kind of a culmination of the place I think that the University of Texas football program had been heading. You know, you and I had a couple of conversations during the season, and it was always about really dramatic stuff going on inside the program. It became so unsustainable that yesterday ends up being kind of the net product of a whole lot of craziness inside the Texas football department. And, you know, there's no question they're better off today with Steve Sarkisian than they were with Tom Herman. They could, you know, if it was one of those two choices, they've upgraded. They're in a better position. Now we'll find out what that means, because, you know, what Texas football will hope doesn't happen is that it's just not getting sucked into the margins, that, you know, Tom Herman was better than Charlie Strong, and now, you know, Steve Sarkisian can be better than Tom Herman, but what does that mean? Ultimately, they've got to break this gridlock of domination that Oklahoma has over it and the rest of the Big 12, and then they have to take the really hard step that comes next, which Oklahoma hasn't even taken, which is how do you get beyond the Big 12 and into the conversation of being competitive in a playoff situation? And it feels like Texas is a million miles away from there. Steve Sarkisian, though, is, you know, the hope is that he at least gets them 1 mile closer than they've been, and that represents some progress, and then we go from there.
How are the fans on, like, your message board and in general responding to Shark? Are they happy with him, this hire?
The sexiness of that Alabama offense is such that being able to claim any ownership of that at all,
right,
I think feels good. You know, Texas fans haven't won anything in a long time. They haven't won a Big 12 championship since 2009. What was it, like Obama's second year in office? Bill, a lot's happened since then.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think they're okay. I think there is an anybody but Tom Herman philosophy that exists and permeates inside of a large portion of the Texas fan base. I think people were able to buy into this because, let's be honest, they went from trying to hire Urban Meyer to hiring a failed head coach, that's Steve Sarkisian still has to prove that he can have success as a head coach. I don't think anybody will dispute he's one of the best offensive minds in college football, and that when it comes to directing elite level talent, he might be the best. I mean, you know, short roll call of him and Lincoln Riley and a couple of others at this point. So what he's got to prove now is that in the 5 years that it's been since he flamed out at USC, that all of the things that have happened have made him a better coach, because, you know, his sample size at USC and Washington isn't tiny, and he's been good, but he has never been great, and Texas will demand that of him. And it's hard to know what Texas is getting there. I mean, the reality is there's two I think there are two perfect 10 coaches in college football. One of them is not even coaching right now. You've got Urban and you've got Nick Saban. And then Dabo's like in his own tier of 9.5. And then, I don't know, it's a drop. And what Texas, I think, found out in replacing Tom Herman is like, well, let's go make a run at like a big-time coach. And they did. They made a swing at Urban. It didn't work. And then beyond that, it was very difficult for Texas to find a guarantee on the box. So what it was left with was trying to redo the Tom Herman hire. And, Bill, here's the craziest thing. Sark shows up, and it's his offense. And he's going to, from day one, it will be his offense, his stamp, his control, his rules. They thought they were getting that in Tom Herman. And in reality, He never did that. And they didn't find out till 9 months into Tom Herman's reign that he had no plans of actually controlling the offense. So Sark, in a weird way, is getting the Tom Herman hire right from the standpoint of what they thought they were actually getting when they made the hire. Sark doesn't seem to be running from the responsibility of the offense being his and that being the reason that he was hired. Texas, for the last four seasons, was stuck in this middle ground where its head coach would love to be in control of the offense if he didn't have to be a head coach and stand on the sidelines. And in retrospect, the Tom Herman era at Texas was doomed from the beginning because they got sold a bill of goods and then didn't realize it until it was way too late, and here we are today.
Jeff Ketchum is with us. Orange Blood's his site. What do you know to date about Sark's staff?
Well, he's got, they're really down to needing to fill one offensive position and two defensive positions. They got a couple secondary coaches, which have some, it's somewhat confused Texas fans because he's building the defensive staff kind of inside out. He doesn't have his coordinator yet. There's a lot of thought that Arnett out of Mississippi State may end up being the guy. Clearly, something happened at LSU and Oregon where he was up for those jobs and now he's not. The thing is, he's been up for this Texas job for a week now, and every other candidate that's been mentioned has fallen by the wayside. He's the last guy standing. He does not fit the profile for me of what Texas needs in a defensive coordinator. I'll tell you what, and this idea got brought to me by somebody who knows Barry Odom very well. The idea was, Sark is his own offensive coordinator, so he can't be fired. So the only guy, if something happens in Austin, that somebody, like the defensive coordinator, is a guy with his neck on the line in this Sark era at Texas. And that means that the guy that's going to take this job has to understand that there's pressure, that if anything goes sideways, if Texas starts 2-2, it won't be Sark that's feeling the pressure. It'll be whoever the defensive coordinator is. And I had talked to somebody who knows Barry Odom who said that's just not what he wants to deal with. Like, he's not about being in the hottest kitchen possible. And I think that that's what Texas is. Texas got a little bit of that Alabama in them where, you know, they can get hot fast. And so I just don't look at Arnett, who is – a lot of people think a budding superstar, right? I mean, his reputation has grown leaps and bounds. I don't know that means he's ready for Texas yet. I don't know that means he's ready to have press conferences every week and to be questioned immediately, no grace at all. It feels like a job that somebody with some real experience, and the best defensive coordinators that Texas has had in the last 25 years, Greg Robinson comes from the NFL, Will Muschamp comes from that Saban background where, you know, he'd won a national championship at LSU and understood what it meant to have pressure on him on a weekly basis. Going from Starkville to Texas feels like going from Nashville to the moon. It's a jump. And I think that, you know, if he's the guy, because I'm not sure who else it would be. There's been talk, you know, there are rumors that Texas might take Alabama's defensive coordinator. I don't know why he would hustle backwards. I mean, you're the defensive coordinator at Alabama. I don't know what Texas, at some point Texas has to grapple with the fact that it's a middling program right now. So I don't know what happens with that defensive coordinator hire. And I would have thought it would have already have been announced. It hasn't been, which would give indications that a hire hasn't been made. Arnett makes the most sense on paper. He coaches linebackers. That seems to be the position that's being left open. I don't know, though. Like, it's one that's got – I'm more confused about what's happening at the defensive coordinator position than I thought I would be when a lot of the early names, the Will Muschamps of the world, were being mentioned. It was like, okay, that makes sense. Where we are now, I don't know.
Got several questions here on Twitter for you, so hit them in order here. Royal Payne says, do you think Herman could work for Nick Saban, or is Herman too quirky for Nick to gel with?
No, he could work for Nick Saban. I mean, he worked for Urban Meyer.
Yeah.
And those two guys, I think, have a lot in common when it comes to running a tight ship with their coaches. So I think that would work. I have a lower amount of confidence in Tom Herman as an offensive. I can't believe he'd be the best that Nick Saban could get. Let me put it.
Well, I think he's just referring to, you know, how Nick brings in all these former coaches and they just become, extra eyeballs.
I think Herman wants to follow the Sarkisian plan. I would not be surprised to see him jump to the NFL for a couple of years, even if just as a quarterback's coach initially.
Yeah.
And rebuild his brand in a way that gets him away from where he is right now.
Karen says, ask Ketch about this and if there's any blowback. And it's the quote from Sarkisian, quote, "I know this much. The Eyes of Texas is our school song, and we support that song, and we're going to sing that song. We're going to sing it proudly." How did that go?
Loved it. I think it was red meat for a lot of boosters and alums who've been wanting to hear someone say that. I don't know that he understands what he's walking into, but the good news for him is that his players will give him a pass. They'll know. There's no way he can understand the heat on that subject material. So while it's red meat for a lot of millionaires out there that wanted to hear that and hear their school song defended, it's way more complicated than him just being able to say that.
Right.
If Tom Herman had said that the week of the Oklahoma game, that game would have been canceled because the Texas players wouldn't have played. So what you can say in January as a new coach versus what Tom Herman in year four with the wild complications of the politics involved in all of that, Tom Herman didn't tell his players that exact thing in the week leading up to the Oklahoma game because he feared that if he did, the game would have to be canceled because he wouldn't have players to play the game. So I think Texas is through the woods on this story, but when he gave the answer yesterday, you know, I had all kinds of thoughts going on in my head, and a lot of them were just timing is everything, because I promise you the same exact words would have led to a national story in October.
All right, one more here for you. Chris up in New York says, Bill, ask Ketch why Biergut did not get an offer or take the job in Austin, and that's they called him Biergut. That's Will Muschamp. When he left last time, it was not on good terms, right?
It was just you know, he was the head coach in waiting.
Right.
And he didn't know how long he was going to have to wait. And in 2010, Mac had a bad year. And when Mac had a bad year, his response was to blame his assistant coaches. And his assistant coaches, of which Will was a part of, and kind of the leader of at that point, kind of felt like Mac had left them hanging out to dry and then was blaming them for being left out to dry. So when he took the Florida job, I think he just wanted to get away from Texas. But I don't think he has a bad – I don't think he – it was just – in a different world, I think that could have worked. I think where Will Muschamp is in his life right now, going back to Texas – and that's, in a weird way, that was a lifetime ago for him. He's been a head coach multiple times. Now he's got kids who are in college and in high school. I know Texas approached him. I heard that he said no, but it wasn't, you know, I think he's following Texas people on Twitter that he hadn't previously been following until recently. I don't think he's anti-Texas. I think he's just anti-going back there now. But I would never say never. I mean, in a different world, maybe if the timing were different, we might have a different answer. It just is what it is. I checked on this yesterday because Texas still doesn't have a defensive coordinator, and I was told yesterday by somebody that knows Will that this next year is about him and his family. At least that's what they've been told. And, you know, if maybe it would have been a different deal if – it happens in a year from now, but that's not what happened. But I don't think there's anything anti-Texas going on there, even if it ended really uncomfortably.
Catch, always good, sir. Appreciate it, man.
Likewise, man. Happy New Year, and best to you and yours, and here's to a tremendous 2021.
All right, bud. We'll see you soon, man.
Take care.